people crossing the border into the United States, coming in on planes, coming in on boats, however they arrive here at the United States, carrying this virus could have a deadly impact. And the problem with that, the reason it becomes a national security problem, is because people carry this virus for a couple of days before they know they have it. And who knows how many people you can interact with and what the circumstances could be during the course of that time. Generally, when we have colds and flus, we don't do what we should do, the right thing, that is stay at home and stay away from people. We try to be the good soldier, although I think that's a mistake, and go to work or go to do whatever we want to do. The other issue is small children and older people. So that's the real national security problem here, is that if this gets out of hand, it could indeed be a disaster.
Well, they don't have a Health and Human Services Secretary, and they do have, you know, acting administrators or directors at various agencies, CDC, and other infectious diseases. It does have Anthony Fauci. But do you think that Homeland Security has a different focus than maybe Health and Human Services would if they were spearheading the effort?
Yeah, clearly. I think so, Jane. The Department of Homeland Security is an organization that's focused on security. They're not focused on health. And this is a health issue. Security is a secondary thing after getting your arms around the health part of it. And I don't say secondary meaning that it takes a back seat to it. I'm saying it's something you've got to do. And you've got to do them both simultaneously. But the health part of this has to be handled. It has to be handled effectively. And as you mentioned, there have been some vacancies that I don't believe have been filled that may have some impact on the ability of the nation to get its national security arms around the problem. The sooner that those positions are filled and those holes are plugged up, the better chance down the road we have of getting out ahead of situations like this.
Now, JJ, we've had word from around the world. For example, in Germany, a tour company canceled all flights to and from Mexico. And in this country, the Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, has simply said, well, we're going to keep monitoring passively people coming through the border and try not to overdo the restrictions on travel, even though there's a voluntary warning out on that. So has that been handled in the best possible way, do you think, in terms of the national security idea?
I have heard some people say no. And their reason is, why be passive about it? Why not be more proactive about it? To the Department of Homeland Security's defense, they do have people at the borders, the CBP people, and others at the border that are taking precautions for themselves, but they're also, this passive screening or passive surveillance process is one in which they observe people, talk to them, ask them questions. You know, if they appear sick, ask them, you know, what they have. They do have facilities available at border checkpoints, and I believe at about two dozen airports, maybe a little less than that, to quarantine people. But, you know, there is that question about that. Have they been aggressive enough in reaching out to get their arms around this? And, you know, one of the clear obvious problems is, you know, just how serious the situation is. And I'm not sure that they know yet. A good example of what I'm talking about is I was talking with a source this morning overseas who pointed out to me that the Mexican ambassador to, I believe, China, said this didn't start in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Where did they think it started?
Said that it started in Eurasia someplace.
Huh. Which is where most flu epidemics do start.
I mean, there.
And so what's the transmission medium? Have they said what they think it
didn't
went?
Say anything more except that it started in Eurasia. But there seems to be some pretty strong evidence, at least amongst people who live in Mexico, that it started in a rural part of Mexico in what they call manure lagoons, which is basically where swine.
Yeah, we get the idea.
You get the idea. But for him to say that it started someplace else and started in Eurasia is one of the reasons why the question begs, is the U.S. being as proactive as it should be?
Well, not only that, but you really have to wonder about the whole border episode. You know, I see these monitors in Japan where they're looking at people's heat. you know, your temperature as you walk through surveillance. We don't seem to have, do we have that?
I don't know. And you know, we need it. If we don't, regardless of this particular situation, the capability is one that's necessary. I don't know whether it's in place or not. I know the technology's out there.
Sure,
but
obviously.
Whether or not it's being used or deployed or not, I don't know. But it's certainly something that I think it's looking ahead a little bit. After this is done, when the after action is done, those kinds of tools are going to be at the top of everyone's wish list if they're not already.
Yeah, a handheld heat, you know, monitor. And not only that, but I think that we have stockpiles of flu medicine, Tamiflu. You know, are we thinking about getting it to Mexico in order for it to have some distribution network to areas that are hardest hit? Doesn't seem like that country's had a very good reaction.
John Brennan, who is one of the administration's, just one of the brightest people out there, spoke at this DHS news conference yesterday about what was being done and what the capabilities were. And he indicated that the U.S., Mexico has been cooperating well, very well with the U.S., and they have been sharing. You know, the Mexicans have been sharing information about what happened. In fact, it was the health officials on Thursday of last week from Mexico that notified the U.S. that they had a problem. And he believes that this has opened the door to share whatever they need. But I have gathered that the World Health Organization and other world medical groups have pretty much made sure that the Mexicans have what they need. But if they do need help, I'm sure it just wouldn't make sense for the U.S. not to step up.
And, J.J., final question. We are not at the pandemic stage yet. We're 4 out of 6, according to the World Health Organization. What has to be happening to become pandemic, which sounds to me like it would kick it up to national security level?
Well,
I think it has to be a lot of cases within the country here.
Yeah. I think the other thing, too, is, and this is something that may change from time to time, from moment to moment, I think also the rate at which you're seeing cases pop up and where they're popping up, because there are certain places, heaven forbid, it gets there and starts to go viral there in certain developing countries. That's when you have a real serious concern. So when it becomes a 6 or when it goes pandemic, I don't know. It may already have or it may not go there. But I can say for sure the rate of transmission and the transmissibility of it after it gets into that stage is what I think is going to drive changing the alert level.
Yeah, if it goes viral, so to speak,
exactly.
No pun intended.
Well, just to answer the question that we all had about
right.
the screening technology for elevated fever, no, we don't have it in the United States, but it is used in Asia. So maybe we need to talk to them about something.
I would suggest that.